The Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals is scheduled to hear arguments on Kentucky's same-sex marriage ban Wednesday. It will also hear cases from Tennessee, Ohio, and Michigan. A ruling by the court in Cincinnati in favor of gay marriage could impact marriage ceremonies at some Kentucky churches. The summer is a time for vacation Bible school at churches across Kentucky. Such was the case in July at Lexington's Ashland Avenue Baptist Church.
We've heard two things about God so far. On the first night, we heard how God is a creator. Now he created all of you with a reason and a purpose.
That was also the case at Bluegrass United Church of Christ. The pastor at Bluegrass United Church of Christ is Marcia Moores Charles. She's led the diverse congregation for 3.5 years. Moores Charles is gay and just this June traveled to Massachusetts to legally marry her longtime partner, Brenda.
My idea of the theology of marriage is that God endorses and supports and celebrates when any two people can find love and companionship and commitment with one another.
David Prince, pastor at Ashland Avenue Baptist, believes marriage is, in his words, a union between one man and one woman who are to be exclusively devoted to one another for the purpose of companionship, procreation, and communal good.
The Bible defines marriage as that, and not only the Bible, but really 2,000 years of civilization has transculturally defined marriage in that way.
Prince says everyone is born in the midst of a fallen world with what he describes as sinful inclinations. He believes homosexuality is one of many sins found within society. The Baptist minister says his church has never conducted a marriage between two persons of the same gender and will not start no matter how the courts rule. He says the U.S. government and courts didn't create marriage and can't redefine it.
Marriage is a particular reality that God designed, and it is the complementary relationship of a man and a woman. And so because the government or judicial branch may say they recognize same-sex marriage, doesn't make it a reality as far as what marriage really is.
Prince says if marriage is redefined from a legal point of view, every church in America would be forced to clarify where it stands. Marcia Moores Charles of Bluegrass United Church of Christ admits many Kentucky churches are not likely to change even if the ban on same-sex marriage is lifted. She says churches that already allow clergy to conduct blessings of same-sex unions would continue to conduct weddings, but could add the line, "By the power invested in me by the Commonwealth of Kentucky, I now pronounce you." Moores Charles says churches that don't believe in or support same-sex unions would still have the right to refuse to conduct them. She and her partner Brenda had a wedding ceremony in August of 2012. They once thought a legal ceremony was not necessary.
I can tell you that we thought, well, you know, we've been together, we've got the commitment. It's not a big deal to have a ceremony. It is, because it is validated by community. We do lots of things in community. We bury people and have funerals so we get community support and so that we are surrounded by people who love us and embrace us. And I believe the same is true for marriage.
At her church, Moores Charles says there are families of many types. The pastor says there are moms and dads, and moms and moms. While she says it's important for children to have both male and female role models, she says it doesn't have to come only in marriage. Chad Linden, a member at Ashland Avenue Baptist, does believe a man and woman in marriage amounts to a picture of the gospel. It's not to say raising children in a mom and dad family doesn't bring with it challenges.
You know, your mind is limited again, so you don't know how to handle every situation, and all children are different. So as a husband and wife, we try to raise our children as biblically as possible, but we still make mistakes, and every family does.
While David Prince has preached on the issue of gay marriage in his church, it's not a prominent sermon topic in many houses of worship. Marcia Moores Charles says she has acquaintances in ministry who say they agree with her position on gay marriage, but don't speak about it in the pulpit.
And good or bad, oftentimes what we find in churches, especially very large churches, very powerful churches or denominations, is that it is about the church politics and the church budget. Because those folks have said to me, I can't say that from the pulpit or I'll lose my job.
Helping out with Bible school on this July night at Bluegrass United Church of Christ was Hattie Leaf. She says her attitudes about homosexuality have changed through discussions with her 9 children.
I really don't feel like I'm the one that has any say-so about people and who they choose and their lifestyles. But I had to learn that.
At Ashland Avenue Baptist, local restaurant manager Trey Corbin believes gay marriage is wrong according to God's standard. He believes his attitude is a minority view on the gay marriage issue. Corbin says love, care, and concern should be shown to all, no matter their sexuality.
We need grace, we need love, we need to know Christ. And so at the end of the day, you know, my view on gay marriage doesn't define me, nor should anybody else's view of gay marriage define them.
While there are theological discussions and debates about gay marriage in churches, the matter before the courts comes down to the question of a legal definition of marriage. The debate moves from the community to a federal courthouse tomorrow in Cincinnati. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.